My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. And by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. The words of Jesus from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? The words of the psalmist crying out in a feeling of abandonment. But God never abandoned him. Jesus taking up these words on his lips, recognizing he was God forsaken on the cross. Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Jesus was forsaken by his Father so that you and I today could be accepted by the Father. Jesus was not saved from the horrors of the cross, from the horrors of the wrath of Almighty God poured out on my sin and yours, so that we could be saved today from the wrath of God against our sins. God did not answer his only Son, Jesus, so that today you and I are heard by the Most High God. He listens. His ear is inclined toward his children. Jesus was scorned, was despised, was mocked. We too will experience scorning, despising, mocking in this world, but we are accepted by the Father. If we trust in the Lord, he will deliver us. We will be rescued if we trust in the finished work of our Lord Jesus. Jesus was forsaken so that you and I today could stand in the presence of Almighty God, accepted, loved, forgiven, saved. He invites us to simply come. Believe in me, trust in me, depend on me and me alone. We're going to celebrate communion. We're going to remember the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. He gave his life for you, for me, so that we could enjoy the presence of God today. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to take a piece of bread and a cup of juice and reflect on what Jesus did for you. For you. And as we've all been served, we'll take those together in just a minute. Let's give him thanks. Let's worship him. Father, thank you. Thank you for not rescuing Jesus from the cross when he cried out to you. Thank you, Jesus, for submitting to the will of your Father and enduring the God-forsaken punishment for my sins so that today I could stand before you clean, accepted, forgiven, loved. Thank you for paying my price in full. Thank you for taking on yourself the punishment I deserve. Thank you for canceling the debt that stood against me. So now I stand clean in the presence of a righteous, holy, awesome God, clean and accepted. because you were forsaken for me. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of your once for all sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. This is an invitation written in blood to you to come. Come to Jesus and have your sins forgiven. If you don't know him yet, come right now. Come as a sinner. Come filthy, come dirty, come as you are, and come say, here I am. I'm the one that needs forgiveness. I'm the one that needs to be washed and cleansed, set free, made new. I want to receive the gift that you give. The gift that was paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. I invite you to come. Come to the cross and receive forgiveness of sins, life. Whoever believes has, Jesus says, eternal life. Jesus, as we hold bread and juice in our hand, we remember what it cost you. We want to say thank you. We want to worship you. We want to celebrate the life that you've given to us. Thank you for the gift. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.